Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a confidence builder. Definitely. And again, Cincinnati, who kind of had our number since I've been here. I can't remember a performance where we left Cincinnati game feeling good about ourselves since I've been here, really. So I think that was a big confidence boost for us as a defense, just knowing like what we're capable of and still watching that film and understanding where we could be better at.
There's Kyle Hamilton, Ravens All-Pro safety, stating the obvious. Yeah, we got a little confidence boost after shutting out Cincinnati, first shutout for the Ravens since 2018. And to his point, even though the Ravens tend to win more than they lose to the Bengals, they get lit up. Mm-hmm. I mean, last year, Joe Burrow diced them up, 9 touchdowns, 1 pick. He spanked them a little bit on Thanksgiving night. So how much of a confidence boost, Vinny, is it really for the defense that did lose a key contributor for the season in Teddy Buchanan?
Well, I think when you're looking at it, if you're them, you say, okay, Joe Burrow, Drake May. Joe Burrow's better. Does New England have a receiver like Ja'Marr Chase? No. He didn't kill us. So I think they probably feel good about it. And like you said, I mean, last year, they had, about 1,000 yards,
against them.
So, and then you got blown out, on the Thursday game. So, yeah, the defense has got to, take some gratitude towards that hey, we made some strides, and we'll see, because they're playing good quarterbacks the rest of the way, and the defense is going to have to play better each week because that's kind of the importance of these games. So, can they stop Drake May, and you would think, okay, defensively, we should be able to, their O-line is, their tackles, Cincinnati's tackles were better than New England's tackles. So, I mean, they should feel good about where they're at, and feeling good about it, feeling confident about it, we'll see. Because if all of a sudden, if Henderson's running up and down the field on them, they're going to lose that confidence in a hurry.
And as we've talked about all week long, Drake May's been sacked 43 times. How does Zach Ward dial up pressure? Tavius Robinson was back, took advantage of his free run opportunities, got a sack, and was on Burrow when he threw the pick that turned into Gilman's touchdown. What did they do? Draymond Jones had 5 quarterback hits. And this is a week after they had 1 quarterback hit against Pittsburgh.
See, I think Tavius brings a bigger, more athletic body that they can add another big athletic body in there, which helps. But I would say it's up to the secondary, Bob. The secondary is going to be the key. Because if the secondary, kind of like their number one key, if the secondary is shutting down these receivers, they're going to eventually get there. you know, because their O-line is not good enough, you know, and Draymond Jones or, you know, Travis Jones, somebody's going to be able to get there.
It's 58-81-057 the Fan. Target Ravens here, news from the Nest style, and you gave the keys earlier in the program. Ravens run defense against their run game. As this Travion Henderson kid out of Ohio State, starting with that Buccaneers game, basically, has been one of the premier running backs in the AFC. Had a great game last week against Buffalo, even though they lost it.
Yeah, he had two big plays. What, a 60 and a 50, something like that? So that's what the defense has got to do, Bob. They got to eliminate the big one because he's got a lot of no-gainers in there. And, you know, is the O-line great? No. But what they do is they'll put a body on a body. They won't be on the ground. That's a big thing. And they're going to play a lot of tight ends in there, too. And they'll bring in 74, an extra offensive lineman, as another tight end to try to, you know, run the football. They want to run the football, you know. And the Ravens, Jenkins and Travis Jones are better than anything they've got up front. And then the key is going to be not letting those linebackers to Roquan.
It's 58-81-057 the Fan. When we come back, let's count some Friday money. Buy or sell time. And we'll talk about the many sports subjects of the day. We teased a little bit. John Means just on the verge of signing a new contract, according to him. Torres Achilles, he's going to miss the entire 2026 season. That's two straight lost seasons for him. Chris Boombacha, USA Today. We'll talk about last night's game. Seattle and the Rams, at least for now, is that the game of the year, given the significance of it? As Seattle is now is the number one seed in the NFC. You got the stat breakdown, NFL lunch, more from the Ravens there. We'll do our picks, and we'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. It's Vinny Hedy, Nolan McGraw here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Vinny and Harry, 105.7 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. Christmas songs. Hey, we've been playing a lot of Bing Crosby. If you want to hear from Bing, you can't play Little Drummer Boy or White Christmas, but we got you covered with the Bing Crosby. By the way, the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Woo! Talk about puffy pants. So Western Michigan's up 34-0 over Kennesaw State.
Kennesaw just threw a pick.
Oh, my God. This thing's getting out of control. You got Memphis and NC State coming up around 2:30, and then you have tonight's start of the playoffs, Alabama at Oklahoma. We'll do our picks for that one coming up in the next hour. Before we get to the rest of the sports news, plentiful for sure. Count that weekend dough by yourself.
And we're making some money today. The Dow's up 278. The S&P's up 61. NASDAQ's up 277. DraftKings up 29 cents. Under Armour, they're down 2 cents, 434.
Come on, man. Get things started here in the NFL. More on the Dolphins quarterback story. No one's going to argue with Miami moving on from Tua Tagovailoa, but the choice to go with Quinn Ewers did raise some eyebrows. There's a lot of doubt over him to begin with. Seventh round pick, a lot of people thought that he really wouldn't be able to transition to the NFL, but here's his first real chance. Fellow backup Zach Wilson, not satisfied with it though. He said he's frustrated and a little confused after learning that he won't be the one starting this Sunday. When asked, well, hey, you know, you could enter the game as the game's progressing if Ewers doesn't pan out, he said, quote, yeah, obviously, depending on how things go. It's always a competition. You would hope all these organizations would want to play the best player and try to win.
Ooh.
Buy or sell, Vinny, Wilson should have been named the starter over Ewers.
I'll sell it. You know, I think they probably know what they have in Wilson, and they don't know what they have in Ewers, and they're going to find out. They're going to play him the last couple games and see if they got anything with him.
And I think McDaniel actually said he's only guaranteed one start, Quinn Ewers. And Zach Wilson's on his third team? Former number, Denver, Jets, and now Miami. Dude, you're real close to being Josh Rosen.
Yes.
Piped out.
Let's see, over to the Orioles here. Been asking them to make a pitching move. They did technically make a pitching move earlier this week. A quiet one, though. Albert Suarez is coming back on a minor league deal, and an invite to spring training comes along with it. Now, we know only tossed 11 innings last year. Various injuries played a major part in that. The shoulder injury, flexor strain. Very disappointing step back after what was an unexpected 2024 breakout year. Buy or sell, Bob, Suarez will actually end up making the bullpen out of spring training.
Whoo, spring training, minor league deal. I'll sell it, but he'll pitch for the Orioles. Can I do that in 2026? Yeah. Hey, look, 2024, and I'm going to throw myself in this. Nobody even knew who the hell Albert Suarez was, and he became a valuable part of that team making the playoffs. Shoulder, the concerning one was the flexor after he missed 5 months, basically, but he got clearance on that cheap deal. Albert Suarez will pitch for the Orioles, Nolan, in some capacity. I just don't know if it's going to be out of Sarasota.
Back to the NFL, the Titans among the teams searching for a new full-time head coach this offseason. And the hire, very important. You can't afford to waste another year of number one pick Cam Ward's development. Ward himself says he wants to be a part of the coaching search. And it sounds like he's even got confirmation from their president of football operations, their GM, that he will be at least somewhat involved. Buy or sell, Vinny, Ward should have a voice in this hiring process.
Should have a voice? I'll kind of sell it. You know, you can meet the candidate. You can, you know, I guess, you know, I mean, if you're interviewing him, like if I'm general manager interviewing coaching candidates, and then I'm going to ask, hey, what if the quarterback likes somebody that I don't want or what, you know, then the quarterback's pissed off. I don't see how it helps.
That's a tough gig.
Yeah. I've never been involved with that. I think maybe Carmen asked Steve Young about Mariucci, you know, when we were in San Francisco. Yeah, he asked about what do you think? That's
it. He wasn't the decision maker.
And he wasn't interviewing.
Yeah, and isn't Cam Ward going to his second year in the league?
Yes.
It's not like he's got three MVPs, a couple Super Bowls.
Yeah, you're not rookie of the year or anything.
on now.
Let's see a little baseball here. Spring training going to be here before you know it. That means the World Baseball Classic also coming close as well. Team USA pulling out all the stops to bring home the championship. Both Cy Young winners this year will be a part of the rotation, Tarek Skubal and Paul Skeens. You remember back in 2023, the last World Baseball Classic, Team USA was leaning on the likes of Lance Lynn and Adam Wainwright to pitch in the WBC.
Come on,
how things have changed. Of course, they were still in the finals, came up just short losing to Japan in that epic game. Japan expected to be among the favorites again this time around, mostly because of Ohtani, but they have a loaded roster in their own right. Buy or sell, Bob, no excuse for Team USA to fall short with those two arms in the mix.
And they have some other quality arms in that rotation as well. The lineup looks stacked for sure. And by the way, in their primes, Adam Wainwright and Lance Lynn were quality pitchers, but in their primes, they didn't even sniff what Skeens and Scubel are or will be. No excuses. No. Championship, that's all we want.
And one last topic for today. Alan Lazard, recently released by the Jets, has since cleared waivers, allowing him to sign with whoever he wants. Or whoever wants him is probably the better way to put it. Obviously, immediately, Vinny, stealing my thunder. I mean, just completely
corner of the cob,
completely crapping all over the segment. Thinks that Aaron Rodgers, someone who has requested to reunite with former wideouts a handful of times in his career, he did it when he went from the Packers to the Jets. Then earlier this year, even did it with the Steelers. Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Don't even have to ask, but he'll be in Pittsburgh. That's a buy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The old guys are doing good. You know, they brought it Jonnu Smith, you know.
Well, they traded for him. He was in the Fitzpatrick trade.
But they like all the – it's – who was it?
Thielen.
No, I know, but I was just going to say, Bob, it used to be George Allen used to do that with all –
the Overhill game.
Yeah. That's Rodgers. They got the oldest team in the league.
But when he was in New York, that didn't really pan out for them.
Did not. But this is a better –
well, I'm going to go ahead. Valdez-Scantling, that might be his only catch of the year. Not like he's been lighting it up. I mean, he does have DK Metcalf kind of priming it up. But Alan Lazard. So why don't you just get Boyd Dowler out of retirement if you're talking about old Packers receiver?
I sort of understood it with the Jets, right? Because you thought that you'd at least have Rodgers for a couple of years. You want to keep him happy, appease him. With Pittsburgh, I mean, this has one and done written all over it.
No doubt.
He might even retire, you know, see himself out there. I mean, why are we bending over backwards to, you know, give this guy what he wants?
But at this stage, what benefit does he bring to the equation? Because Austin's been a contributor to them. You just brought in Thielen, who's not as, you know, he's not ancient, but he's not in the prime of his career. Benny stretch of the imagination. What's Lazard actually bring? Does he answer their main needs right now?
And I just saw the Jets. Now, they probably knew this when they made the move with Lazard, but Garrett Wilson confirmed done for the year, the knee. So, seemingly, that would have been more targets for Lazard, but I'm sure they knew that ahead of time.
Oh, they want to. I'm sure they want to go with all the young guys.
Well, they got Mechie and Adonai Mitchell.
And I would be shocked still. Would you be shocked if old Woody said that, you know what? You know, I like Aaron Glenn and all, but this ain't going to work.
One and done?
I mean, Bob, they're not good.
Haven't made the playoffs in over 15 years. Longest stretch in professional sports outside of the bubble where they're tied with the Sabres. And Woody Johnson. How can you not like a guy named Woody Johnson? It's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Chris Boombacha, USA Today. We'll talk about last night's epic game between Seattle and the Rams. We'll look at more Week 16 fun. Vinny's stat breakdown between the Ravens and Patriots. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. We got our picks coming up for this weekend, starting with college, then into the NFL. If you want to join us with your concerns for the Ravens, will the game against the Steelers Week 18 even matter? Your thoughts. Buchanan, we know he's out for the season, but John Jenkins?
That's a key piece right there, Bob. That'll be bad if he's not there, because then, you know, they bring up a guy from the practice squad that, you know, and then the Urbans and Okoye's, they got to play more. Don't like that.
Against that running game we just talked about.
And with Simpson. Yep. You know, so.
No doubt. No Buchanan. But joining us now from USA Today, talk about the National Football League. Week 16 started last night with an epic game. The air quotes game of the year, at least for this week. And it was certainly worthy of that praise. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Chris Boombacha. Chris, how you feeling?
What's up, guys? Bob, Vinny, always great to be on with you guys. Happy Friday. Happy Week 16. I hope you guys are doing well.
And if we forget to mention it before we get out of here with you, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family as well.
I love it. Yes, Happy Holidays, my guys.
All right, last night, That game was kind of, all right, I got to be honest with you. I was John Cena tapping out when we were up by 16 in the second half. But, you know, Seattle, because I've always think Darnold will do something to screw things up. But, you know, to his credit, they came back. They got the zany call and the two-point conversion. But the win last night, controversy aside, for the Seahawks puts them, Chris, as the number one team in the NFC. But does it kind of validate Sam Darnold as a guy? This is 2 years in a row that he's led a team to the playoffs, Vikings last year and now the Seahawks this year.
Yeah, I think a guy, it depends on what your real definition of it is.
Well, better than he was in New York and in Carolina, that sort of stuff.
Oh, that's without a doubt. Yeah, he's a viable starting quarterback for your franchise if you have other components around him, as in an elite defense, which they did even despite giving up 37 points last night, and a great receiver in Jackson Smith and Jigba, and creative play calling from Clint Kubiak. So, yeah, Darnold's in a great system. I remember interviewing Brian Griese, the 49ers quarterbacks coach, when Sam was the backup on the 2023 Super Bowl team, I believe it was. For the Niners, for Purdy. He was Purdy's backup. And he was like, Sam's ready to be a starter. He just needed stability. And, you know, he's got that now in a couple stops here with Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota and Kubiak in Seattle. So it's a good story for Sam. Like, look, he's still not perfect, right? Like, two inexplicable interceptions of last night, but like, yeah, he's above average. I would say he's a viable starting quarterback for your franchise.
Chris, what do you think about Saturday night's game? I mean, that's going to be another great watch Saturday night.
No, it's really going to be a good one. I hope. I want to pick the Packers just because I feel like everybody's on the Bears. The Packers have, 10 guys listed as questionable yesterday. Key players, Josh Jacobs, Zach Tom on the offensive line there. Obviously without Michael Parsons for the rest of the season. So, you know, it just feels like a spot where the Bears should win this game. But, I mean, something is just telling me not to get off the Packers. You know, this is a guy who was the only USA Today sports quote-unquote expert who picked the Seahawks last night, but I also benched Matthew Stafford in fantasy. Well, you know, it's all give and take, right, in this world. So, yeah, that's where I'm at with that Bears-Packers game. I think the Bears are still the Packers are still the better team, but it just feels like a spot for the Bears to pull through.
All right, Chris, what do you think about the Steelers at Detroit?
Yeah, I think that's the game with the most at stake in general this weekend, because I saw something, I think it's ESPN's playoff prediction model. The Lions have about a 36% chance right now. They bring themselves closer to a coin flip, around 50% with a win. And then the Steelers are somewhere around 60%, and they jump up to 80% with a win, and they're closer to a coin flip if they lose. So, massive game. I like the Lions a lot in it, just because I'm not sure how much the Steelers' offense is sustainable, but it honestly might be. Like, they might have really found something. So I think this is like a huge make-or-break game for Aaron Rodgers and that Steelers' offense, because that Lions' defense is really banged up. They just give up so many points, man. Like, they really are for the pickings, I think. So if he could keep up that connection with DK Metcalf and rack up that yak, I think, you know, maybe they play upset.
Now, let's talk about the Patriots and the Ravens. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, I know you guys were talking about the importance of stopping the run and Travion Henderson, the rookie running back who's really come on strong, I think, in the second half of the season. And he could also hurt you in the quick pass game, I think, or even, you know, and when he's used as an outlet and check down, really explosive player. So you have to be able to take care of him in the traditional run game, because then they want to do everything based off of play action. Josh McDaniels does, and Drake May, for a second-year quarterback, is really good at executing it, and that's where he's pretty deadly in the intermediate game there. You don't want to get caught in those situations, I think. That's how you start to neutralize a Kyle Hamilton and a Roquan Smith in the middle of the field. So situations the Ravens definitely want to avoid. So I think getting out to a lead would go a long way, because the Pats definitely like to start fast, but kind of like the Ravens in a way. They, you know, they're really a team of two halves normally. Like, they'll play one great half and then one so-so half. So if the Ravens can time it up right, I think the window is open for them to win this one.
Hey, Chris, with all the stuff that Joe Burrow's talking about, do you think that he wants out of Cincinnati? Is that the message he's trying to send?
I don't know. It's tough to think that after he really pounded the desk all offseason, all Super Bowl week. I remember him going throughout Radio Row and his little press junket tour, pounding the table for them to re-sign Trey Hendrickson, re-sign Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, record deals, right, for these guys at the time, at least in Chase's case, if we're being accurate here. But, it's tough to believe that he would want out of a situation after he got everything he pretty much asked for. I think it's just been a really rough year for him, right, and going down with that injury, being out the entire year and coming back with a team that was pretty much already out of it, despite doing what he wanted to do. And then two bad throws by him in Buffalo kind of just changed the trajectory of the season for them. That team looked like they kind of are in quitting territory against the Ravens last week. We all saw that game. So, to answer the question, does he want out? Like, I think he wants things to be a lot different. I think he wants actual investment from his ownership, if I had to guess.
Chris Boombacha, USA Today, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Chris, last thing for you. Jacksonville's at Denver. Denver, they're on a heater right now, the number one seed in the AFC, but Jacksonville coming off that demolition last week where Trevor Lawrence looked like he was in high school with the 6 touchdowns accounted for. Of the two teams, who would you have greater confidence in once they get to the postseason? And both, Denver's already clinched, but Jacksonville's right there on the verge. Who gives you more optimism that could make a deep run there in the playoffs?
The short answer is Denver, strictly based on the defense and Sean Payton. Not any shot at Liam Cohen, who I think is doing an excellent job there in year one. What an acquisition by James Gladstone, the GM, the 34-year-old whiz kid GM who gets in Jacoby Myers at the trade deadline, completely changes a passing attack that desperately needed that injection. So credit to that brain trust there for sure. And this matchup between Lawrence and Bo Nix, who maybe played the best game I've seen him play as a professional quarterback, if we're being honest, like 4 touchdowns, 4 different receivers. The tape is outstanding. The numbers are even better. Like, he really came into his own against that Packers defense in the second half, and it was really cool to watch. And I'm a guy who's not a believer, if you will. Like, I don't really, yeah. I don't really, I was never, from the first year at Auburn all the way through the draft process, I've never been, a huge guy. I think you could obviously win with him, but he really showed me that next step on Sunday. So now that's why this game is so interesting to me. Who's going to be the guy who keeps marching in that direction in this matchup? Is it going to be Trevor? Is it going to be Bo? That's why I'm going to be locked into that one for sure in the late afternoon window on Sunday.
Chris Boombacha, USA Today. Chris, again, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family. Enjoy week 16, and we'll catch up with you soon. If we don't talk to you before January 1st, Happy New Year as well.
All right, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, guys.
Yep.
Have a great one.
There's Chris Boombacha. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Got NFL Lunch coming up, 1 o'clock picks. We'll get to the stats in the 1 o'clock hour as well. If you want to join us, you can. 410-583-1057. Will the Ravens game against Pittsburgh even matter on week 18? And then all of a sudden the offense goes sleepy time. But you heard him trying to explain things where it's the inconsistencies. And Vinny, as you've been saying for months, it all goes back to the offensive line and a banged up quarterback and just the inability to get things rolling here.
Especially on first down.
Yeah.
You come out, Bob, and you're 2nd and 10, then all of a sudden, here comes Justice Hill and there goes Derrick Henry, and we're in passing mode. So, that's the key. The key is first down. The key is staying ahead of the chains. Easier said than done, but that's key. And the last couple games, they've come out, Bob, and thrown the ball on first down, last 2 games, I think, for sure. If people are going to stack the box, come out that first play, throw the ball, let's go. But the thing is, with them, keep stacking plays, because they'll get to the 50, and then they'll get, the bootleg, and they'll get sacked. And I think Munkin talking about, then we're 2nd and 17, and then you're behind the chains, and you know, then you can't get a first down, and you've started. You know, you've gotten a couple first downs, and then you get a sack, and then you're punting.
Now, we talked about this before we brought in Chris Boombacha from USA Today. No John Jenkins at practice today, defensive lineman. You know Teddy Buchanan is out for the season, but you're talking about two guys in the interior of your defense. If Jenkins ain't practicing on, or isn't, excuse me, on a Friday.
Not a good sign.
Yeah, now I don't know, just following the Twitterverse here with Cordell and Gianna Hahn and everyone, why he's out. We know Bobby Buchanan's out. He tore his knee, done for the year, but is he sick? I mean, is there a personal day? Don't really know, but you're missing Buchanan. You're missing Jenkins. Like baseball, the comparison would be like your shortstop and your center fielder aren't playing. You're up the middle defense.
Yeah, and that would be really critical for the Ravens because, you know, if they've got Jenkins, then they're stout up front. They got two beasts up front with him and Travis Jones, you know, and then you still got Roquan. But if you don't have Jenkins and you're playing Simpson, who doesn't read things as quick, and you're playing with Urban, who doesn't get off blocks and stack at the point, which, you know, and Akoya, if he stands, you know, he's a big body, but he can get knocked back, you know, just because he's big, you know, and he doesn't get off blocks great. So, yeah, that would totally affect their run defense.
So if he doesn't go, as you just said, now the Urbans and the Koyes, who's essentially a novice in football, you started playing. He literally learned how to play like watching YouTube. We got an idea of what it was. You don't think Vrabel and his coaching staff are going to recognize?
Yeah, same thing. Like we're looking at their, people that are out on
and
defense.
There are a lot of them dudes right now too.
So they'll. Do we want to run the ball up the middle? Sure. You know, but Bob, I mean, you're taking, like, Travis Jones plays 71%. Jenkins probably plays, you know, like 40%. But then, you know, so he gets like 30 plays, whereas, you know, Jenkins had, 50-some plays? You know, and Urban and Akoya get like 15. And all of a sudden, if they've got to take 30-some, you know, each got to take 30-some plays now. Where's your depth? And what are you going to bring in, Peoples? And Peoples in this game, Bob, I don't know that that's a good game for him because if they're going to run the ball, if they want to run the ball up inside, he's a guy that you got to put on the guy's shoulder and penetrate up the field.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. We're going to hear from him in the 1 o'clock hour. When we come back, it's NFL Lunch. We're going to hear from Drake May. We're going to hear from Mike Vrabel. We're going to hear more from John Harbaugh. Also, we got our picks coming up next hour. Got Vinny's stat breakdown of the two teams, New England and Baltimore, then a funhouse trip before Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. It's Featured Artist Friday. It's Christmas songs here on 105.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.